On any Saturday or Sunday, men and women across the United States sign marriage licenses and exchange vows of love and commitment to each other. Those are generally the basic elements of any marriage, but how and where couples exchange vows is open to interpretation, whether it's underwater, dropping out of airplanes, or in a sports stadium. When it came to planning their recent wedding, Nick Bundy and Maritza Maxwell were looking for something different, and they settled on exchanging vows aboard a boat near the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador with no friends or family present.
It all sort of happened at the same time. We both knew that we didn't want the traditional church wedding where you walk down the aisle and you have 100 people staring at you, and that made us both sort of uncomfortable. So we just sort of decided all at the same time that we wanted to do something different.
And it's not just the ceremonies that have changed. So has the way people choose to make a commitment to each other, which may not involve marriage. And, says family counselor Sandy Mallower, so has the definition of couple.
Really, in the last 20 years of practice, I've just seen different trends, and that includes some couples living together and not making it legal, gay couples, and couples, it used to be where, you know, the man was traditionally 2 years or so older than the woman. Now I'm seeing women who are many years older than men, and I just think you have to be open to difference. The world isn't what it used to be.
Mallower says another change is timing, as more people stay single into their 30s.
I would say that generally the young people today are waiting. I think the high divorce rate of their parents is influencing the decision to either not marry or marry much later.
That is partly true for Christine Dijalowski. She says her parents' divorce made her think hard before deciding to marry her boyfriend of 4 years, Brian Coffey. The ceremony is planned for June.
I think, for me, I'm not the person that wanted to get married right out of college anyway. I would have preferred to kind of know myself a little bit more, because I've changed so much in college, I changed so much after college, and for me it's really important to kind of know yourself before you have to get involved with knowing someone else. So, and while it wasn't in my plan, like, oh, I want to get married when I'm 28 years old, but I think that for me it's pretty natural that it happened this way.
While few expect a marriage to be perfect, many young couples are taking steps to relieve some of their concerns. For some, that means living together before marriage, and for others, it means seeking counseling with their future spouse. Fayola Wolf is studying counseling to help couples before or after their marriage.
I believe everybody should receive premarital counseling. You know, you have to be educated on these things, and I think it will cut down on divorce rates if people that want to get married receive premarital counseling. They would hopefully learn how to communicate with each other, how to resolve conflict, how not to have false expectations of the other.
Sandy Mallower, the family counselor, says she is seeing more couples before they get married.
And it doesn't have to mean that, you know, you're deeply troubled or have, you know, deep psychological problems. It could just mean that, you know, you need an objective third party who can listen, you know, and who can give you some feedback.
No matter where a marriage begins, young people hope the ending is a long way down the road. Their promises of love and understanding are something that really has not changed for generations. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Washington.